time once again for the matinee show. This is at matinee 82, I believe. Now, the first movie that we saw this week, this was a good one, you guys. Although I can kind of see why maybe some people might not like it, but I legitimately loved this movie. This is Vivarium.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. We saw that shit last night. I woke up thinking about it.
It's definitely one of those movies. Kind.
Now, this movie here, all right, it's a science fiction horror movie. Think of it almost kind of like a Twilight Zone.
Yeah, or Black Mirror or something.
I'd like to tell you everything about it, but you can't spoil this one because it's better to go into this shit not really knowing what the fuck's going on. All right.
Yeah.
And I saw just a few minutes of the trailer on Xbox. Oh, yeah, I got to see this one. Now, the best part about this is it has the same leading cast as in fucking
Art of Self-Defense. Jesse Eisenberg and Imogen Poots.
Yeah, and I thought she said Pooks, like Pookie.
Because that's what we call her.
We call her Pooks. But Poots. Okay, this movie here, man, was fucking badass. It's weird.
Yeah, I love it.
If you look at the trailer, you'll see some people, they go to like a real estate agent somewhere in England, and they take them to this housing complex, and all the houses look exactly the fucking like. Exactly alike. Real generic. Green looking. Mm-hmm. Green houses. Weren't they green or
they
blue?
They were green,
They were green houses. Just real artificial. And the guy who's taking them there is just kind of like, he reminds me of the character David from Prometheus and Alien Covenant. He's kind, it seems like a robot or something.
Yeah, he's like really off-putting.
And they get there, and that's when this fucking weird event happens, and you're like, is this fucking paranormal? What is this? And man, I don't want to blow it. Just fucking see it. It's just a fucking
this
weird
one's like
movie.
Kind of hard to talk about without spoiling it, because okay, now this came out, I think this premiered at the Cannes Film Festival last May, like in May of 2019, and it's an Irish director, I believe, but the funding for it is like Irish/Danish/Belgian, I think.
Yeah, so they're not on any of the Hollywood game. They're doing their own fucking thing, and this movie's really unique. I like it.
Yeah, this is like a very European, it's a European-funded movie.
But without being boring. Some European shit's fucking boring.
Well, some American shit's boring.
Some American shit's boring, but...
But yeah, so... The thing about, I remember seeing, it's really weird because I remember seeing a trailer for this in the theater, like a long time ago, like sometime last summer or something like that, and going, man, that looks pretty cool and like pretty weird. And then I kind of forgot about it. But then just lately, I guess it got released in Ireland and then they put it up on VOD because we rented it on Xbox. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember, like, seeing the trailer for that. And, like, you know, I saw some other channels, like, reviewing it and shit.
Yeah, they want $6.99 for the rental, but go ahead and do it, man. It's worth every penny of it. It's a weird-ass fucking movie.
Tom was, like, riveted the whole time.
I was riveted,
too. That never happens.
That almost never happens. It's not boring at all. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? and it just takes you through the whole damn thing. Now, you got to pay attention in the beginning, because in the beginning, you don't realize it, but... The beginning is setting it up.
Yeah, it's pretty much telling you like
what this movie is going to be about.
About, yeah.
It's about nature, and nature ain't all that good. And there's things in nature that aren't any good. And there's shit happening in mysterious realms.
Yeah.
And fucking...
And like cycles, life cycles.
Yeah, life cycles and reproduction and shit like that.
We're being so like cryptic.
You gotta be
but like I said, it's
cryptic.
Really, really hard... It's really, really hard to talk about this without spoiling it. You know what? It's like, I was watching like a couple other reviews of this, and somebody in one of the comments on one of the other reviews said that this movie was like, and I thought this was very accurate, they said this is like Pleasantville meets Dark City. And I was like,
Yeah, kind of like that.
But it's like, it's really like very Twilight Zone, very Black Mirror. Reminded me a little bit of Cynic Doche New York, although that was a little bit more comedic. Gave me a little bit of a David Lynch vibe, too.
Yeah. I would say that it's also kind of like a, something like this could happen in a Star Trek episode, except it's dark, very dark.
Yeah.
Some Star Trek episodes from The Next Generation, that first season of The Next Generation, like with the black goo that ate the person and this and that, some of them had bad endings. And this is kind of like that.
Yeah.
But which, you know, I guess I kind of spoiled it saying it has a bad ending. Not really. By the time the end starts to come, you know what it is that you're dealing with.
Yeah, because then you remember back to the very beginning of the movie.
When they tried to set it up. And there's a bunch afterwards, if you're kind of confused about what happened, there's some guys that made some videos explaining it. And it was like I thought. Some guys have different theories on it, but I'm going to go with the obvious theory, which is set up in the very beginning about what it is.
Yeah.
It reminded me, you know, it's kind of happening in the same kind of mental space as that movie with that damn table that went up and down through the damn prison tiers.
The platform.
Kind of like platform. El Hoyo. It's kind of like in the same genre as platform, but science fiction.
Or somebody else compared it to a movie called Triangle. Remember that one? It was like a cruise ship. Like they found the cruise ship and then they were just kept like living in the same loop and shit like that.
Yeah, some kind of.
It's not really like that, but it's like a similar kind of mind bender type of shit. You know what I mean?
For one reason or another, I'm not, you know, damn, I don't want to damn spoil it. It's best, you know what I mean? Like some of the analyses are out there. I don't want to give an analysis because they're already out there, and some people have done good jobs on them.
Yeah.
You can make your own conclusion on what this is about. I'm pretty sure it's a natural phenomenon and probably some kind of extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional type phenomenon. You'll see what I'm talking about when you get there. Whatever it is, it's bad. It's like a predator or a parasite.
Yeah, I think parasite is more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like I do feel like I did see some people that had commented, like I said, on various YouTube videos that were like, you know, that liked the movie, but they were like, what the fuck did I just watch? Yeah. But to me, it seemed like if you paid attention to the very beginning,
you would know.
Then you would know, like, what they were getting at.
Yeah, that first 5 minutes is crucial.
It is. And I like, too, that it's like, I mean, I have to say that, like, the two leads in this, you know, Jesse Eisenberg and Imogen Poots, who were playing Tom and Gemma, like a boyfriend and girlfriend, and that both their performances were amazing. I mean, because pretty much almost the whole entire movie centers around them. There's not really that many other people in the cast or anything like that. There's just a couple other people. But just the way that they, like, interact with one another and, you know, other people that come into the thing later on was just, like, really amazing. And I mean, this is like I see a lot of movies that I really like and shit, but this one, I mean, I was just like sitting there like on the edge of my seat the whole time. And like when it was over, I was like, I legitimately loved this movie.
Yeah, I was riveted to it, of course, because you know what I mean? It's not a super dialogue heavy movie. It's a survival situation. It's like survival horror, but it's science fiction. These people get into this damn situation and they're trying to figure out how the fuck they're going to get out of this. Yeah. They're not even sure what it is.
Well, as you wouldn't be.
Yeah, because when you start watching the movie, you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Well, they're like the same way.
Yeah, and they're doing like exactly what a normal person would do. Yeah.
Right.
And like they didn't really make any dumb decisions or anything. And it was just kind of like they were acting the way a normal person would
act. The only criticisms I heard about this movie, intelligence criticisms. I mean, you're going to have some dumbasses like, oh, fuck that movie. I didn't get it.
It didn't make any sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. That you weren't fucking paying attention to the shit. And you weren't trying to think your way out of it. The only kind of criticism that I can kind of understand is some people said, well, you know, it's kind of like a stretched out Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
episode.
I heard that.
And I'm like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, not wrong.
Those Twilight Zone
that's not a bad thing.
Those Twilight Zone episodes are standing to this day the test of time. A lot of those stories were well fucking written. I mean, you know, a 16-year-old today can go on Netflix. And watch all those old.
Yeah, they're all there.
Watch and be like, man, that's some fucking trippy shit. Because some of them were good. And some of them didn't age too well, but they didn't age that well back then.
Right.
There are some classic Twilight Zone episodes that just can't be topped and have inspired a lot of the fucking sci-fi horror that you're seeing today.
Well, yeah, like a lot of the writers and shit that were around, like Richard Matheson and Harlan Ellison and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of the concepts that they kind of wrote about, like, are still kind of coming to fruition, like I said, in Black Mirror and stuff as well. But yeah, it's like, to me, saying, oh, it's like a stretched out Twilight Zone episode, that's not a criticism.
Right.
Because honestly, some of the best Twilight Zone episodes, I would have watched a feature length movie about that concept.
Yeah, the closest.
And this is like that.
Closest in Twilight Zone, this one reminds me of the one where, remember, the girl's voice was coming out of nowhere, the little girl?
Yeah.
And she somehow in the middle of the night rolled out of bed and somehow went into a parallel dimension.
Like in the wall, yeah.
So he calls over his physicist buddy to try to find where the girl is. And yeah. It kinda
this was a little bit like that.
Kind of like a situation like that. You don't know what's real.
Yeah.
You don't know what's real. But you find out that it's very real, what you're seeing.
But this is definitely one, it works on that level, like the sci-fi level, but yeah. It also works on a metaphorical level.
That's right. There's two different fucking
it's
stories.
It's two different lessons
it's teaching.
Yeah. And yeah. So I really, really liked the way they did that and the way that they set that up. Like I said, I can't really, like, it's pissing me off because I really want to kind of spoil it. I was watching, like, Austin Burke, who reviewed this movie also, and he kind of said the same thing. He's like, I'm going to really try not to spoil it because it's really, really hard to talk about if you can't.
It's a survival horror sci-fi story that also teaches a lesson about life.
Yeah.
Okay. It's taking life and condensing it into a few months in this story.
Yeah.
And it's not it's showing the natural elements of life, but in a fucking situation to where if you see it happen so quickly, it looks awful fucking unnatural.
Yeah.
You know, it looks very brutal.
Yeah.
If you see life condensed down just into a few months.
Yeah, into like less than a year.
Yeah.
So it's really like, so I feel like if you're into like weird, creepy, like slightly surreal kind of sci-fi horror thriller type of thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you like Black Mirror or Twilight Zone, if you like David Lynch or, you know, anything that's like that, then you will probably really dig this.
Yeah. It's funny. There's also a little bit of humor in the beginning because they come in contact with this phenomenon. And it is kind of funny at first, but they don't realize the like repercussions.
Yeah.
Of what this means. It's just, but this is a classic movie. It stands on its own. This stands up there with The Art of Self-Defense.
Yeah. Even though it's a very different movie.
Yeah, but it's
a different tone, but.
But these two actors here, man, fucking, I got a lot of respect for them. They did a great job in both movies. And it seems like they're working with movies that have substance to them.
Yeah, they're like picking interesting.
They're picking interesting stories.
Yeah. This is definitely one, you know, one of the best ones that I've seen like the last few years.
Yeah.
Easily. As soon as it was over, I was like,
Man, I gotta get that bitch.
That was
on
a fucking
Blu-ray.
Good one. That was a good one.
I'm gonna get this one and the other one on Blu-ray.
And it's definitely one that I would want to watch again and like discuss with other people and stuff. Because this is one of those ones that you need to like discuss all the
symbolism.
There were
little details about a book. A book appears in it, and in the book, there's a bunch of damn drawings in there that I want to go back and look at it again.
Yeah.
Because you know what's happening, but a lot of little details weren't explained, but the movie tried to give you hints.
Yeah.
About what was happening.
And like I said, there's more than one interpretation, although I think that the interpretation that we came up and most of the other reviewers, I feel like, kind of got the same thing.
Makes more sense.
It does make more sense to me, although there is another alternate explanation that could kind of work too. But I feel like there's more evidence for the first thing.
It's a life form that they came across. That's on, you know, that's what I believe.
But yeah. This is like a really, really cool movie. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's, I'm sure it's on Amazon Prime and shit like that too, but we just run it on Xbox and it's excellent, excellent film. And I would definitely recommend it if you're into like weird fucking.
It's a must see.
Mind bending sci-fi movies.
It's a must
fucking,
see.
It was really, really good.
It's a must see.
Yep. Hey y'all, so second movie that I watched this week was actually not an Xbox rental, it was on Netflix, and it just dropped on there just probably a couple of days ago. This is another Spanish film, a thriller, and it's called The Occupant. The Spanish version, the Spanish title is Hogar, which I guess means home. And this was actually a really good one. I didn't like it as much as The Platform, but I liked it better than that serial killery one, that Silence of the Lambs ripoffy one that I saw like a few weeks ago. So this one is kind of like, it's about this guy who's like an older guy. He's not like old, but he's probably like maybe in his 50s or something. And he's an ad executive and his name is Javier. And I guess he got laid off from his job like a year ago. And he hasn't been able to find another one because I guess he's like too old and he's not like hip and with it with the kids and
Yeah.
The hip-ass millennials or whatever.
He's got bills to pay. He's got to live off his wife and stuff.
Yeah, and he's got like this, they have like this big, huge house. Yeah. Like their chubby little son is in private school.
Getting picked on for being fat.
And getting picked on for being fat and whatnot. So, so when he gets laid off and he doesn't get the job and everything like that, they end up having to move out of their beautiful apartment in Barcelona, and they have to move to this crappy, it's not crappy, but it's like a big step
down. It's a move down,
to this more working class neighborhood. And he is not happy about it. So he kind of like starts hanging on to like remnants of his old life. Like he does, like he tells his wife he's going to sell his BMW and he doesn't want to do it. It's like she has to get a job doing retail. Like the fat kid has to go to public school. And it's like all just like this big thing of shame for him and everything. He has to fire the maid. So, you know, boo-hoo. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sorry, I can't relate. But yeah, so what he decides to do, and this starts very slowly and insidiously, he finds that he still has a spare key to the really big, nice apartment that they were renting. And he just decides he's going to go out and hang around in there, you know?
Yeah.
Take a shit in the toilet, eat some of their cornflakes.
Yeah, he's watching TV there and eating their stuff, looking at all their family photos. And at this time of the movie, it was starting to get a little bit interesting to me because I was actually bored up until this point. And then it goes on a little bit, and then I get bored later. But go ahead.
Well, as it goes on, so he starts developing this really weird, unhealthy fascination with the family that has moved into his old house, who he perceives as being perfect, and they have, like, a bunch of stuff that he doesn't have. Like the dad is like a vice president of some big company. Like their daughter is like really athletic. She's like a gymnast and everything, unlike like his fat son who can't even like run to the top of a hill without throwing up and shit like that. So he starts getting really resentful. So what he starts doing in this crazy fucking stalker creepy way is slowly and very deliberately insinuating himself into the life of this family using these really, really creepy, underhanded means. And it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Like how he ends up like, it, you know what I mean? It's like, it's very deliberately paced, but I found myself like really, I was just like watching this guy going, what the fuck is this guy going to do next? This is kind of like, it reminded me a little bit of like a throwback sort of thriller, like from one from like the 90s or something like that, like The Hand That Rocks the Cradle or something like that, like about these kind of crazy stalker type people that.
Remember the one with Judi Dench?
Oh shit, which one was that?
One where she was stalking that younger girl. It kind of reminded me of that, a little bit like that, but a male version of it. The thing is, though, is that...
Are you talking about Greta? Because that wasn't Judi Dench.
No, there was one with Judi Dench.
Oh.
The girl that played M from...
I know who Judi Dench is. I just couldn't remember like which one you were talking about.
Yeah, I think that must have been around 2000, around that time.
Oh, okay. So that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this has reminded me of that. But it reminded me a little bit, thematically, it reminded me a little bit of Parasite as well.
Yeah.
Even though this was a guy that had everything in life and then lost it. And then started resenting that he didn't have it anymore, and he would kind of stop at nothing to get all of it back.
Right about once the movie starts winding up like that, it had already kind of violated my 10-15 minute rule. It was kind of interesting, you know, for a bit, but it's just not my kind of movie. Jenny liked it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot actually. Yeah,
it was a. I was kind of expecting a horror movie, and maybe that is. To me, it was just a stalker movie, and it was kind of slow-paced.
It wasn't marketed as a horror movie. It was marketed as a thriller, which is what it was then.
Yeah, I just wasn't really into it, you know what I mean?
It was a stalker-type movie. Yeah. There was kind of like, I don't know, I just got like so fascinated by the premise, and then, like you said, it is like very slowly paced. It's very deliberately paced. You know, I'll put it that way.
You're supposed to be going through it with this stalker.
Yeah.
That's what they were effective at that. You know what I'm talking about?
And I was really into it. I mean, the guy that was in it, his character's name was Javier, and the actor's name is also Javier Gutierrez. He was actually really, really good. He reminded me a little bit of a much younger Anthony Hopkins. Like in his facial expressions and stuff, he came across as a little bit Hannibal Lectery.
Yeah, they're trying to take you along the damn stalker journey so you can go along with it and experience it the way the stalker does. That's what it seemed like they were trying to do. Which I think that was effective. They tried to make him real sympathetic, especially at the beginning.
They did, because, I mean, you felt bad because he kept getting shit on.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? So they did kind of get you to relate, but then, like, as it goes on, you're like, oh, wow, he's a crazy person.
There's only been one stalker movie that fucking blew me away, and I was like, man, this is a badass movie. And this is, I think it was that one with Robin Williams in it, where he worked at the photo.
One hour photo. That was a great fucking
that
movie.
Shit there, man.
Man, we should do a retrospective on that. I haven't seen it in years.
You guys want to see a stalker movie, that's the one you gotta see first.
That was creepy as shit.
You want to see that one first?
It was kind of like, well, the premise of that was kind of similar to this one, where it was kind of like he perceived like this family as being like perfect.
Yeah.
And he wanted to like inveigle himself into their life and shit.
I saw 1 hour photo, man. You just never imagine that Robin Williams, first of all, can just pull off a role where he's a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
And he was fucking scaring me. But I kind of felt sorry for him at the same time.
Yeah, that's what... And in a way, that makes him scarier.
Yeah. Yeah, see 1 hour photo. You want to see a good stalker movie, see 1 hour photo first. And if you like that one, then see this one. But, yeah, you know, I imagine a lot of stalker fans have already seen 1 hour photo. That's a masterpiece.
I would think, yeah. That's a really... I think I saw that in the theater, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, this is... I mean, if you like Spanish language stuff, if you like thrillers, a couple of things at the end, because I was reading some other reviews of it, and most people seemed... It was getting, like, mixed reviews. And they were like, well, some of the stuff at the end was not super believable, but that didn't really bother me. I mean, there was nothing that came out of, like, total left field, like he had magic powers or nothing like that. It's like some of it might have been a little improbable, but it was nothing that wasn't, like, completely unrealistic. It's nothing that just made me go, oh, no, that, like, you wouldn't do that or a person wouldn't do that. So, in that line, if you like thrillers, it's a brand new one. I think it just came on Netflix, like, March... 25th or something like that, maybe like less than a month ago. But yeah, check it out. I thought it was pretty damn good. And I got like all involved in the dude's story as he just like went wildly off the deep end and like just some crazy shit happened later on. But yeah, definitely check it out. It's on Netflix right now. Hey, y'all. So now we're talking about the third movie for the matinee show this week. This was another one on Netflix, kind of a horror sci-fi type monster movie kind of thing. This was called Dark Light.
Yeah, this is a straight up monster movie.
It's a monster movie.
I'm like, I'd have loved this when I was a kid. Back in the day, this would have been just like a cheap fucking low budget movie with a bunch of rubber monsters in it. You know what I mean? And it would have been done real poorly. But luckily today, you know what I mean, with the advent of fucking high technology, you can have a low-budget movie come out pretty good.
Yeah, that looks pretty fucking decent.
Yeah, I mean, this is an Aliens ripoff, kind of, in some ways.
Yeah, it does have aspects of Aliens.
All right, but it's on Earth. But so what? Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? This is a movie that you watch for entertainment. You're not trying to, you know what I mean? You're not talking about fucking, high, art, fucking Citizen Kane and shit. It's not what you're talking about here. It's a monster movie. I would have loved it. I liked it as it was.
It was a pretty decent flick.
Okay.
I've noticed that it seemed to be getting like about 60% good reviews and like some...
It's spoiled.
Well, I think some people complained that they didn't like that the narrative wasn't linear, like it kind of kept, like, because the beginning shows you kind of what happens at the end, and then it kind of kept flipping back and forth in time. It does do that.
It tried to get artsy-fartsy.
But not really. I mean, I didn't find it particularly hard to follow. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's basically the setup of it is, I guess it's supposed to be Mississippi because they mentioned that at one point.
Though.
It doesn't look like Mississippi, though. It looks more like Nebraska, honestly.
Being a product of fucking the Deep South, that is not Mississippi. Not a single Mississippi accent. That foliage isn't right. The houses aren't right. Just that's not Mississippi.
Like
the
I said,
bridges were wrong.
I thought it was Midwest somewhere.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it looked like Nebraska or Kansas or something.
That was Yankee as shit.
I thought.
Yeah.
I just thought that was very odd. There was just like one line of dialogue where she said something about Mississippi, and I was like, this doesn't have to be Mississippi.
And then they got a British scientist living in Mississippi, right near. No, no. There are no British scientists living in Mississippi.
Not if they know what's
going on. What the fuck would they be there for?
Yeah, it's like, why would they move there? He wasn't like a scientist. He was like a weird...
paranormal investigator.
A paranormal investigator, like conspiracy theorist guy. Yeah. Like, he had a website where he was talking about... Yeah. Except in this movie, it turns out that he's, like, correct about stuff.
You're not going to go down there and fucking find any, you know, British people in Mississippi.
Yeah, it's like even they don't even visit there. Why would they even visit there?
No, they'd be scared to get out of the car.
I don't blame them. Remember
the time on Top Gear where all those Brits drove down and they went through Mississippi, Alabama. They came to the Panhandle here in Florida with like "fuck Hillary Clinton" written on the side of the car, and they got attacked at the damn gas station.
I thought they had like a bunch of gay stuff. A
bunch
like
of gay stuff.
Car,
yeah, you,
like they were like talking about because they want to get there.
Places in the deep south, you don't fuck around.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was, but they put like some, like, it wasn't anything as crass as like, "we love cock" or anything like that. No, but it was kind of like, it was something that like, you know, rainbow flags and shit like that.
They thought that shit was real funny. They fucking came running out of that damn gas station with guns and shit. People saying, "are you trying to make fun of us?" You know what I mean? They were insulted.
But yeah, so.
The natives got restless.
There's nothing better for them to do except sit around and chew tobacco. And
stop it.
Mourn over their last remaining tooth.
Stop it. She's Southern, and she's fucking going with them down.
So I know what I'm talking about.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's a stereotype.
But yeah,
although I can take you to where that is going on.
Yeah,
I know. Meth.
I know.
Yeah, they got it.
But yeah, so the thing is, I thought that was a little strange that... that they had, like, kind of a throwaway line, which didn't really have to be in there. They mentioned it was Mississippi when it's clearly not Mississippi.
Yeah, clearly not Mississippi.
It was, you know, the Midwest someplace. It looked like Children of the Corn, honestly, because it was like a farm, like, out in the middle of this big cornfield, which looked, like, really, really cool. Like, the farmhouse looked really cool. It looked like a real one, you know.
Yeah, but not a Southern farmhouse.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So, so it's basically this woman, she moves back to her family home with her daughter after she's gotten divorced, and... they start to think, well, she starts to think that there's something in the house. The little girl doesn't see it, but there's, like, this elevator in there, and then there's some shit about, like, her, like, the mom's mom, like, the grandma, that she had ended up in an institution and, like, killed herself and stuff, like, saying that there was stuff in the house and no one believed her. So there's kind of this back and forth between... the woman and, you know, seeing shit in the house, seeing like weird lights like out in the cornfield and not knowing what they are, seeing some shit like in the house and stuff, and people not believing her, thinking that she's having a nervous breakdown because she's had one before. I will say that it's like I said, this isn't like a fantastic movie. It's not like, but it's a perfectly serviceable, good monster movie. And I have to say, I kind of like that design of the monsters. Yeah. At first, I was like, looking at it. It's odd looking. It's an odd looking monster. It's not supposed to be an alien.
No, but it's obviously they ripped off a xenomorph in a certain way.
Kind of.
So it's got like a big, one big eye for its fucking dome. It's kind of like that xenomorph kind of had a clear spot on its dome.
Yeah.
But this one has a fucking headlight.
It's like a big headlight.
A light that
it's
blinds
like how
you.
I assume that was how they communicate and also how they feed.
It's an original design, kind of.
And it looked like practical effects. I think that the blinking was CGI, but it looked like the suit was real.
Kind of remind me what you would get if a damn xenomorph had a baby with a fucking... with a fucking slea stack.
It was distinctly like slea stack.
Like a slea stack from fucking Land of the Lost.
Except with one big giant eye instead of two big.
And they came from underneath the ground.
Yeah, they weren't aliens, I don't think. I think it was like another type of humanoid supposed to be.
They evolved here on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And we kind of spoiled it, but it doesn't fucking matter because back when I was a kid, this shit would have been corny as fuck. I still would have loved it. It'd been funny probably.
Yeah.
But it would have been corny as fuck.
I kind of liked it. I mean, I was like I said, it's a very simple monster movie. It's not super complicated. It's not trying to do anything fancy.
It is a monster movie.
Yeah. And you know what I mean?
That's what it's trying to be.
It's short. It's only an hour and a half. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of, like, people creeping around in the house and, like, shadows and shit, like, behind there. And it's like, you know, you're not entirely sure what it is, because it takes a while for them to like show the monster, but they do show it.
This is the exact kind of movie when I was a little kid, my dad says, come on, let's go see a monster movie. And I get scared. Oh, shit. He goes, can I see the monster? Oh, shit. Getting scared.
Oh, gonna go see the monster.
Getting scared, gonna see the monsters. Yeah, and then this one would have satisfied me.
I probably would have been scared. This monster probably would have scared me shitless when I was a little kid. Just because
kids love to get scared.
It's so weird looking. Oh, yeah.
Kids love to get scared. I used to love to get scared.
Yeah, me too.
By the fucking monster movies.
I did too. I still do, actually.
Then I felt fucking brave and manly and shit when I got through it.
I survived.
My dad, did you get scared? Yeah, I got scared. Yeah, I can tell you got scared. You still scared? No, I'm scared. No. I'd be thinking about it. You know, thinking about it in the back of my head, you know?
And then later on, when you're really little, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like,
looking for that
thing. That monster is in here.
It's all part of growing up, man.
It is. I had the same thing happen. I had the same thing happen when I was a kid. But I still love fucking monster movies anyway. But so this is a perfectly good... I really liked, actually, like the end parts where the monster was like attacking people and doing its thing that it did to them. Mm. I thought that looked actually pretty cool. It reminded me a little bit of the original movie, The Dark Crystal, where I think it was... Wasn't it the Skeksis that would like suck out the... life force from like the little podlings or whatever, and like it would know, like their faces would go and like all the moisture would come out.
Another good thing about the movie is that it was all practical effects, and so it was kind of had a throwback element to it, and I liked the practical effects. It's kind of like cross between Alien and Species, not even Species.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that.
There's like things.
Was that the one with the woman trying to like mate with the...
I was thinking about, there was like somebody laying there in a damn vat. I don't remember what that
was. Yeah, that's right. That was cool looking, actually.
Yeah, shit laying in vats. You see it. It looks good.
Yeah,
there's
there like was
a
like
a hive and everything, you know.
Yeah, there was like some really cool visuals.
Yeah.
Reminded me a little bit of Signs also.
Yeah, because exactly. That's one
with the cornfield.
With the cornfield and the invisible aliens and shit.
Yeah, even though these weren't technically aliens, but I mean, they
just
might as well
just
have
roll with it.
Yeah.
You roll with it. You drink while you're watching it. You laugh at it. You know what I mean? Laugh with it and go, all right. It's just... That's the beauty of a monster movie. And there's something about the lower budget monster movies, for some reason, I don't know if it's that they have the freedom to do whatever the fuck they want to do. So they just show you what they want, didn't have to go through a committee. And there's something a little more, I don't know. It's going to be hit and miss. You know it's going to be hit and miss. It's not going to be highly polished. I like that better.
Yeah, I do as well.
For a monster movie in this genre. I'd rather have that.
Yeah, I would as well. I think that, and I think a lot of horror fans that are into that kind of movies like that. I think that's why a lot of them like kind of the older ones, are, you know, ones that don't take themselves entirely too seriously.
You know what this reminded me of too, in a certain way? Extra. Remember that old one, Extra?
Yeah, it was a little bit like
kinda
that.
Kind of like that.
Not quite as weird. I mean, Extra is pretty fucking weird. Yeah. We need to do a retrospective on that. I don't think a lot of people have seen it.
And the Extra
that's
had
a
eggs,
movie.
And hallucinations and weird stuff like that, you know, just... Yeah, I said and stuff like that. I'm trying not to say and stuff like that, because you say that.
I know, see?
And stuff like that.
Now I'm going to whack you. Now I get to whack you.
You've infected me with it. It's like a virus.
Well, yeah. The good thing about Extra is that you get to see a full-grown man come out of a woman's vagina.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, everything was cool. I like that.
That's special. I liked that movie. It's weird as shit. It's like it has the weirdest fucking premise.
Yeah. First time I saw it, I was probably about 15 or 16. I was in Brazil, man. I was fucking smoking.
You're like, what?
Just got done smoking weed. I was high. I wasn't really sure if I saw it when I got done.
That's what I mean. I don't know if I'd want to. I don't know if I'd want to watch that high or not.
Yeah.
You might not. You might not recover from that. Yeah. But yeah, a couple things I wanted to mention. This is written, directed by a guy named Padraig Reynolds. It's a very Celtic name, isn't it? He's done a couple other movies, but I haven't seen either one of them. The main woman that's in this, the actress, I thought she looked a little bit familiar. Jessica Madsen, her name is. She was in the new Rambo movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she was in Leatherface, too, the new
Texas. This is an Irish movie or something, wasn't it?
I'm not really sure, actually. Okay. I just assumed that because the director's name sounded so Irish.
I thought there was a bunch of stuff in the credits that sounded foreign, too.
Oh, maybe there was.
But I don't know.
I don't know where... I might have
been getting that confused with...
Vivarium. Which actually was...
They had a lot of Irish and, like, Scandinavian stuff.
Yeah, because that was... Well, the funding, anyway. I'm not really sure where they shot it, though. I think they shot it.
That was a good one.
But this one, I mean... Yeah, I mean, I have to say Vivarium was... easily, hands down, my favorite of the week. Yeah. I mean, you know, the other two that we saw were good, but it's like, I think Vivarium was like a fucking...
one to see, yeah.
Yeah, if you can only see one of the ones that we saw this week, yeah. I would definitely recommend that one was awesome.
Woke up the next morning still wondering about that movie.
Yeah, I'm like still thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm like watching it. You know it's a good movie when you immediately go to YouTube and watch like all these other videos about it, like other people talking about it and shit. But yeah, so like I said, if you got Netflix and you're just in the mood for kind of a creepy short monster movie, you could certainly do worse than watching Darklight because it's pretty entertaining.
It's fun. Yeah.
I thought. With a cool monster. You know,
that's only one slow part in it.
Yeah.
You know, and it didn't last that long.
Yeah. Like I said, it's only an hour and a half long.
You don't really have to know anything or pay attention to it. You can just kind of...
Yeah, it basically just they're in this farmhouse and monsters are going to get
bad shit happening.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know. But yeah, so check it out.